now with your news. I'm Kristen Campisi reporting. Well, Friday was the Carroll County Relay for Life, the 20th anniversary celebration. This nationally recognized event was filled with special activities and ceremonies to recognize the milestone. The Carroll County Relay for Life is always a moving event to witness, watching the camaraderie among friends and family members of those touched by cancer, as well as the patients and survivors themselves. Kim Dirtz, Carroll County's communication manager, said these people gathered are making a difference in the cancer research.
You know, it's very rarely that you find someone who has not been touched by cancer. In Carroll County, it's projected the number of newly diagnosed cancers in 2016 is 120, and the projected number of deaths is 55. And every day in the state of Iowa, 46 people hear those words, "You have cancer." But there is hope. Because of you, the cancer death rate has dropped 23% since 1991.
And tears were often present amid the smiles on Friday, but the one common theme of courage could be seen at all points along the track and at all times throughout the day at the Carroll Stadium. Relay co-chair Julie Pedig said in this 20th year of the Relay for Life in Carroll County, quote, "The traditions of celebrating life are as important as ever. Through the relay, we honor our loved ones who have fought cancer and remember those who have lost. Each person in our community has a reason to relay."
Every single one of you here, your friends, your families, your co-workers, are making a difference. With every dollar raised, we are supporting groundbreaking research. With every child and adult that we educate in the Smart Shop today, we are helping to prevent cancer and promote early detection. With every smile, hug, and laugh that we share today, we are offering support to heal hearts in need. You are all making a difference in this fight against cancer, and we thank you for being here.
The goal of awareness and support is at the top of the priority list, but organizers and teams are always thrilled with the support shown by area communities. The early tally for the 2016 Relay for Life, $159,509. That was the number posted after Saturday morning's midnight closing ceremonies, but donations will continue to roll in the official total will be available later this fall. And the state of Iowa has already seen a nearly 25% increase in vehicle accident fatalities over the last year, with 154 deaths reported so far this year versus 123 at the same time in 2015. The upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend has historically been a dangerous one for area drivers. In 2014, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reporting that 164 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents involving at least one driver with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. In reality, they say that 40% of those fatalities are most likely preventable. In the ongoing battle to eliminate drunk drivers on the roadways and to reduce speeding, state and local law enforcement officials will be stepping up their efforts in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over initiative from Friday, July 1st through Tuesday, July 5th. Together, agencies are hoping to see a repeat of 2015 when there were zero fatalities on Iowa's roadways over the three-day 4th of July holiday weekend. And a central Iowa family is home after spending several days having a wish fulfilled for a youngster who loves the Muppets. 16-year-old Hunter Moss of Webster City is autistic and has a genetic disorder. It was his dream to visit Sesame Place near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a dream that came true thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kristen Moss, Hunter's mom, says it was an amazing trip.
He got to meet just about all the characters of Sesame Street. We had a Bert and Ernie's Hawaiian lunch that it was a private lunch party we attended. We had a meet and greet with Elmo and Cookie Monster before the live musical.
While seeing the beloved Fuzzy Muppets up close was the main focus of the trip, they also got to see and do so much more.
We went to Sesame Street 2 days. We went to the Philadelphia Zoo. We spent a full day there, and then we did the land and water duck ride tour, and we did a horse and carriage tour through Philadelphia's downtown. We tried some new food, did some sightseeing.
She says her son really enjoyed the trip.
Nonstop smile from the time we boarded till the time we got off the plane to come home. Nonstop smiling, and he laughed till he cried, literally.
Make-A-Wish Iowa is expected to grant 192 wishes this year for Iowa children who are facing life-threatening illnesses. The children are selected to have a chance to travel to places like Disney World or Disneyland or meet up with a movie star or athlete. Learn more at iowa.wish.org. Well, local hospital administrator has graduated from the Iowa Hospital Association's 2016 Hospital Executive Academy. Ann Fitzpatrick, Director of Human Resources for St. Anthony Regional Hospital, was one of the only 26 individuals selected from across the state to attend the highly competitive program. She has been employed with St. Anthony's for 3 years as a Human Resources Director. The Academy, entitled Exceptional Executives Preparing Future Hospital Leaders, included face-to-face learning sessions with healthcare leaders and the completion of a project benefiting the participants' hospital. As a result, she created a succession planning process for St. Anthony's leadership, including development plans and documentation for the plans on an annual basis. Fitzpatrick said, quote, "I am honored to be included with such an influential group of leaders in the field of healthcare." Unquote. St. Anthony President and CEO Ed Smith also said, "We are thrilled that one of our employees was selected for this prestigious program." Ann is not only a leader here at St. Anthony, but has been recognized statewide for her talents, and we are proud to have her on our team, end quote. Fitzpatrick will continue her involvement with the IHA by presenting on the use of a compensation survey at the association's annual meeting coming up in October. Well, businesses in the historic Jefferson Downtown District that are looking to do building improvements are eligible to apply for a mini grant being offered by the Jefferson Matters Main Street Design Committee. The maximum request of $250 can be used for painting, tuck pointing, replacement of windows and doors, or removal of non-conforming elements of the buildings. The committee has set aside $3,000 for the mini grant program and has been even volunteering now to help with painting if needed. The grants will be distributed on a reimbursement basis, and building owners must submit that application online at jeffersonmatters.org. Receipts along with before and after photos will need to be submitted prior to reimbursement. For more information, check with Main Street Director Peg Rainey at 515-386-3585. And a federal report finds Iowans are paying less at the grocery store for a variety of products, including pork, poultry, eggs, dairy products, and fresh vegetables. Anne Marie Coons, an ag economist with the USDA, said food prices overall have fallen 5 out of the last 7 months. Coons says there are only two categories where prices have gone up.
Beef prices, we paid 0.2% more in May than we did in April, but prices still are down year over year. We're paying 5.4% less than we did in May of 2015. Fresh fruit prices also rose in May, increasing 1.2% from April.
Fruit prices are up 2.8% from a year ago. There are likely several reasons for the overall drop, according to Coons, including lower prices at the farm level for many of those products.
The strength of the U.S. dollar, making imports less expensive, and also keeping more product on the U.S. market as exports become more expensive for other countries.
Transportation costs are also down due to lower gasoline prices, according to Coons. And this coming Thursday, local rock stars Kyler Brinker, Miles Millard, and Ted Raymakers will make up the band Bad Authority, will be opening for headliner Steve Miller at Celebration in Fort Dodge. For several weeks, Brinker said they have moved into a practice mode they refer to as boot camp in preparation for this Thursday's event.
So practice is a lot more intense. There's no screwing around. We are getting straight into the point. We're drilling out a couple new originals we're going to be playing up there, and we are working on some covers too. That's a hard one because we play a lot of covers, but trying to nail down, like, we're thinking 3 or 4, it's hard.
When it comes to the original songs, band members say they will all work collaboratively on the pieces. Generally, they get the music put together first and then the words come together after that. Of their original works, Raymaker said his favorite is a new one called Rise Above, while Brinker prefers a second song he wrote called It's You. Millard said he doesn't necessarily have a favorite now, but has a couple he thinks are standouts.
Probably one of our newest ones, either Rise Above or Not My Time to Die. We performed both of those at a place in Des Moines called Lefties. I think we did a good job on those, but we don't actually have them recorded in the studio yet.
Bad Authority has a schedule that is booked pretty solid from now through October, including gigs opening up for Ted Nugent in Des Moines and for Hairball at the first anniversary of Wild Rose Jefferson, both in August. But with Brinker having graduated from Carroll High School this year and Millard and Raymakers going to their junior years there, they're openly discussing plans for the near future. Brinker will be staying in Carroll and attending DMAC, so the band will be able to still remain intact. They say they have all had hopes that playing music will turn into a lifelong career for all of them, and the enthusiastic support of their fans is a big part of what keeps them working towards that goal. Brinker said they love to see fans of all ages follow them to their gigs.
We love seeing people from Carroll chase us around. I know there's a lot to talk about going to Fort Dodge and loading up some buses to go see us, and that really makes me happy.
And Millard sent up their appreciation to fans in just a few words.
I think I know what I want to say to the fans. I just want to say thank you.
Bet Authority will have approximately 45 minutes of playtime prior to the Steve Miller Band taking the stage at Celebration in Fort Dodge this Thursday evening.